I'm Bob Morrison, professor at the University of Minnesota.
And today we're at the Boehringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar, and you talked a little bit about PED transmission and some of the projects that you have finished, that you're working on, and that are upcoming. Let's talk first about the recent project on lateral spread. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was a big project that we did last fall, and primarily here in the southeast, and we involved a lot of farms, and the veterinarians here did an enormous amount of work, and we found some interesting factors that were associated with a farm becoming infected. So, for example, and this is of no surprise, the higher the density, the greater the risk you have of becoming infected. Secondly, the frequency of traffic, in particular transportation to the farm, and in particular with regards to transportation rendering, seem to increase the risk dramatically. Number three, the presence of rodents or birds or feral animals, probably a reflection of the biosecurity of the farm, was a third major factor.
Okay. Now, you've got some projects that you're currently doing. What are those?
Well, one of the projects, we try and track national incidents. So we've got about a third of the industry in terms of sows being involved, where we track on a weekly basis the incidence of new infection. Secondly, we're trying to get an accurate estimate of the impact of PEDV on production in terms of the sow farms. Those are the two big ones.
So, and then you also talked about some upcoming projects and some things you'd like to be doing. Tell me about that.
One project we've not released the results on yet, just because it finished yesterday, was a sow challenge project where we're looking at whether sows that have been infected in the past, how much immunity do they have to infection in the future, and whether there's any cross protection between strains of PEDV. So that's a project that we'll be releasing the results of at the Lehman conference. One I would really like to do is to try and understand immunity better. In particular, if a farm is going to do any exposure of gilts in the GDU, if they infect them at two months of age, or let's say a month of age, is that how much worse of that in terms of immunity is it than if they infect them at 5 or 6 months of age? So that would be a big study, but one we'd like to do.
And you jokingly said that you might want to go into crowdfunding for that, but I know talk a little bit about where you get the funding for these kinds of projects. I know that BI has been instrumental in helping to fund research.
BI is a big player and has funded a lot of research in the past on PRRS virus, and now is starting to get interested in PEDV given its importance in the industry. Our major source of funding has been the National Pork Board. They have a competitive call for proposals. They specify what their priorities are, and we try and go after those competitive funds.
What about USDA when they came out in June at the Pork Expo, and they were, they announced these initiatives to help decrease at least the spread of this disease with reporting and whatnot, but there are some research funding dollars tied to that. Is that going to be anything that you can tap into?
So far, my impression is that research dollars are going to be internal to the USDA, that they are providing some funding to veterinarians to help farms get rid of the virus and to producers in terms of the diagnostics, but I'm not aware of research dollars that are going to come out of that.
Overall, what do you think about this disease? And it's, we've only had it for, a year and a half at this point in the United States. What do you think about it as far as its impact long-term could be on this industry?
Well, of course, for producers who have had the misfortune of being infected in the sow farm, it's a big problem, and it has cost. Because we had no immunity going into this as an industry, it had a major impact. I think this coming season, it's quiet during the summer, and it will start heating up again in the fall and winter, but I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad, because while we've unfortunately had experienced it over the last year, we've learned an enormous amount in terms of the diagnostics, the response, the control, how to decrease the incidence. So I think based on that, and then the fact that if we assume half of the industry has already experienced it, and if there's any amount of immunity that holds over, we're not as vulnerable as an industry as we were a year ago.
Well, that's a good point. It just seems like we've taken very quick action on this. I wanted to ask you, have you seen any differences between hog farms here in the Southeast, we're here in North Carolina, since you did that study specifically in the Southeast, between the operations here in the Southeast and in the Midwest, where you're from, as far as incidence of the disease, prevalence, that kind of thing?
No, not in terms of impact. We've got a fairly large study in terms of measuring impact, and the impact here has been the impact, same impact as in the Midwest. Where it is perhaps more of an issue is where we have higher density, and because it's so hard to control in high-density situations. And there are some counties in North Carolina, as there are some counties in the Midwest, that are extremely high-density. And those are where it's more problematic, not so much regionally as much as county-wise.
What's the main takeaway point that you want producers to have from your presentation today?
Well, today, I think the major reason I can give a presentation like this today is because producers and veterinarians have shared their data and shared what they're learning. And that's, when you look at what we're able to talk about today, where a third of the industry is willingly sharing their experience, that's phenomenal. And in my view, that's competitive advantage for our industry over other countries in the world that don't have such an attitude of helping each other.
That's a really good point. Well, thank you very much. Here at the North Carolina Swine Health Seminar with Beringer Ingelheim, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.